In December, bank bailout provision drafted by Citigroup lobbyists was slipped into a critical government funding bill. Wall Street proved again that with enough money and enough power, they can tilt the playing field in Washington a little more in their favor. Then the House Republicans started the new Congress right where they left off. In just the first few days, they supported another big bank giveaway that makes our economy and our middle-class families less safe, and they tacked another Dodd-Frank rollback onto a must-pass TRIA bill. You know, so they're out there. They're making it clear. Wall Street, its army of lawyers and lobbyists, are stepping up their efforts to roll back Dodd-Frank on every front. They're trying to weaken the laws in Congress. They're trying to weaken the financial regulatory agencies, including the Consumer Agency. They're trying to delay implementation of agency regulations. We've seen that particularly with the Volcker Rule. Each of us should take this personally as our jobs to make sure that we are inclusive in getting everyone into this fight. We need consumers of all kinds to stand up and say this agency works for us, and the big banks, the Republicans, are not going to cripple it. We get organized. That's what gives us power. That's how we fought back. We never would have had the Consumer Agency without Americans for Financial Reform, without people saying, I'm going to get invested in this. I'm going to help make a difference here. And we built it. We succeeded. But now we got to be willing to defend it. This is powerfully important work, and it's work where grassroots makes a real difference in our outcomes. So I'm counting on everyone here. We're going to be in this fight. I hope we're going to be shoulder to shoulder all the way.